USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The cleanup continues in Nashville, Tennessee, after early morning tornadoes killed at least 21 people and caused millions of dollars worth of damage to property. President Trump says the federal government is working with local officials.
We're working with the leaders in Tennessee, including their great governor, Bill Lee, to make sure that everything is done properly. FEMA is already on the ground, and I'll be going there on Friday.
Washington Senator Patty Murray is criticizing government health officials over the response to the coronavirus outbreak.
People who are sick, who want to get tested, are not being told where to go. Even when people do get tested, and it's very few so far, the results are taking way longer to get back to them.
The Democrat also said during a hearing on Capitol Hill, this is a frightening time for her state. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Does the sound of guaranteed income have you thinking about buying an annuity? Find out why Fisher Investments considers annuities about as attractive as a migraine, with their nosebleed-level fees, no easy way out once you're in them, and other pitfalls. If you have $500,000 or more, call Fisher at 1-800-859-5500 for your free guide, Annuity Insights. 1-800-859-5500. It's your retirement. Know what to ask.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Voting is underway in more than a dozen states as Super Tuesday has arrived. Voters are casting ballots in states like California, Texas, North Carolina, and Virginia as the Democratic presidential race is still in flux. A peace deal with the Taliban may already be falling apart. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Taliban attacks have resumed on Afghan forces in Afghanistan, despite the signing of a troop withdrawal agreement with the United States on Saturday. A Taliban spokesman says they will not attack U.S. forces, but Afghan forces are fair game, as the Afghan government is balking at a key provision in that agreement, which would have seen 5,000 Taliban detainees released by the Afghan government. It comes after Defense Secretary Mark Esper declared on Monday that the United States was ready to start the withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan under that new agreement. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A longtime host with MSNBC surprises everyone by abruptly quitting. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
MSNBC host Chris Matthews out.
Let me start with my headline tonight. I'm retiring.
The 74-year-old resigning Monday night after a female journalist accuses him of making sexist remarks to her. Here's Matthews with the unexpected announcement live during Monday night's episode of Hardball.
A lot of it has to do with how we talk to each other. Compliments on a woman's appearance that some men, including me, might have once incorrectly thought were okay. We're never okay. Not then and certainly not today. And for making such comments in the past, I'm sorry.
Now, the woman publishing an article in GQ magazine accusing Matthews of being gross and inappropriate with her before she appeared on his show.
On this Super Tuesday, the gloves are coming off as Judge Judy, who's a surrogate for former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, calls Senator Bernie Sanders' socialist policies a joke on MSNBC.
This is the greatest country in the world. Nobody wants to leave this country. Senator Sanders' revolution is not what this country needs. It's a revolution that, A, is a joke because it's fiscally impossible, and B, wherever it's been tried on a large scale, it's failed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.